Bible reading number 304, Acts 8 verses 26 through 39. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. The angel said, "Get ready and go south. Go to the road which leads down to Gaza from Jerusalem, the road that isn't used much now." So Philip got ready and went. On the road he saw a man from the country of Ethiopia. The man was an important officer in the service of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. He was responsible for taking care of all her money. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. Now he was on his way home. He was sitting in his chariot and reading from the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." So Philip ran toward it and heard the man reading aloud. He was reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked him, "So, do you understand what you are reading?" The man answered, "How can I understand? I have no one to explain it to me." Then he invited Philip to climb in and sit with him. He was reading this part of Scripture. "He was like a sheep when it is taken away to be killed. He was like a lamb which makes no sound when someone cuts off its wool. He was shamed, all his rights were taken away. His life on earth was ended. There will be no story about his descendants." Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. The officer asked Philip, "Please tell me, who is the prophet talking about? Is he talking about himself or about someone else?" Philip began to speak. He started with this same scripture and told the man the good news about Jesus. While they were traveling down the road, they came to some water. The officer said, "Look, here is water. What is stopping me from being immersed?" Then the officer gave a command for the chariot to stop. Both Philip and the officer went down into the water, and Philip immersed him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The officer did not see him anymore. The officer continued on his way home. He was very happy.